AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. He didn't give any details, but Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says agreement was reached with the White House, the House, and the Senate for paying for President Biden's big social and environmental bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says no price was given. The president wants a $3.5 trillion deal.
It's not about a price tag or anything. It's about values, not dollars.
Democrats in the Senate, like Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, say $3.5 trillion is too much.
The president put us on a course. We intend to stay the course and pass both of these bills as soon as possible.
Republicans are solidly opposed to the package at anything approaching its current size. Daniel Foote, the Biden administration's special envoy to Haiti, has resigned, protesting large-scale expulsions of Haitian migrants to their homeland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says all ideas, including Foote's, were considered.
There are disagreements in these policy processes. The president welcomes that. The Secretary of State welcomes that. That's certainly a part of having discussions and having robust discussions about the best path forward for difficult circumstances.
Psaki says some of the proposals were harmful to the promotion of democracy in Haiti. One of the founders of the Taliban says the hardline movement will once again carry out punishments like executions and amputations of hands, though perhaps not in public. Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel is seizing on the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan to blast the U.S. for what he says is a history of foreign policy disasters. In his address to the U.N. General Assembly, Diaz-Canel said, wherever the U.S. intervenes, there is an increase of instability, deaths, suffering, and enduring scars. New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker, who was a leading defender of former Governor Andrew Cuomo's response to the coronavirus pandemic, has submitted his resignation. Stocks remain deep in positive territory. This is AP News. Mexican authorities are moving to expel Haitians gathered in large numbers near the U.S. border.
Haitian migrants who've been camping in Mexico in a riverside park in Ciudad Acuña awoke surrounded by Mexican security forces as a helicopter thundered overhead. A fence line and a line of state police vehicles funneled migrants back to the crossing point they've been using all week. Dozens of families opted to hustle into the river and cross the border to Texas, calculating it was better to take their chances with U.S. authorities. Meanwhile, Mexican National Guard and immigration agents led overnight raids at hotels in Ciudad Acuña, where Haitian migrants had been staying. People who were detained were let out with their hands secured behind their backs and loaded into a van. Mexico is flying plane loads of Haitian migrants to southern cities and trying to keep more from reaching the northern border. I'm Jennifer King.
The advance of lava from a volcanic eruption on one of Spain's Canary Islands slowed significantly, raising fears that the molten rock might fan out further instead of flowing out to sea. Ed Donahue, AP News.